Welcome to Crack the Customer Code, where your hosts, Jeannie and Adam, unlock the secrets to keeping your customers happy and coming back for more.
Hi, everyone. It's Jeannie Walters with Crack the Customer Code and my co-host.
Adam Sport.
There we go.
I'm still Adam.
Still Adam. And
after all these years, I'm still Adam.
And we are here live, but not live, as we like to say, from Influence 2018, which is the conference for National Speakers Association. So we're going to share a few things that we've observed in the last couple of days that could apply to some of what you're thinking about customer experience, because a couple of things happened here that I wanted to share with
that
you.
That was Jeannie's way of packaging. We're going to complain about the hotel. So go ahead.
No.
They're not.
These are not complaints.
We're good.
They are simply observations.
Yeah.
How's that?
From our years of customer experience.
Yes.
Observing.
Exactly. And one of the things that I hear a lot is that people don't really want to engage in like a customer journey mapping exercise simply because they think they know the process and they think they really get what happens to the customers. But what happens in customer experience is that we often don't know. And I'll give you two examples. One is there is a store in this hotel which shall not be named. Because this is not a complaint. It's simply an observation.
It is a learning moment. It's a teachable moment. Is that
right.
What they call it? It's a teachable moment. So we're using this as a teachable moment.
Exactly. And it's not like a department store or anything like that. Convenience store in this hotel. And when I walked in there and asked if I could put it on my room, they explained to me, quote, "We are not associated with this hotel." And I have a hard time accepting that because they're actually built into the hotel.
Yes.
And so everywhere else you can use a room to charge things, but there you cannot. That is a challenge, a point of friction, a place where you could have an opportunity to delight, and instead it's that little thing that chips away at the trust. That's one thing. Another thing is...
Well, let's dig into that for a second.
Because
that happened. You can't change that. That's a legal thing that it's literally a separate business that's renting space. But what the hotel needs to understand is that this is still representing their experience,
absolutely.
Right? This is what we talked about in other episodes. Mm-hmm. We're a subcontractor. It's not legally, it's not the same business,
right.
But it's representing the experience. We are in the hotel. Very few people are going to make that distinction. We only know that because it sort of came up in the interaction, but most people just assume it's part of the hotel. So you have to understand what the people you're contracting to deliver the experience are doing on your behalf. So that's a lesson to take away from that.
Well, and to understand that in a way, if you don't think that that's part of your customer experience simply because on paper it says that you're separate entities, that's just wrong. You have to look at things from your customer's perspective. So journey mapping and things like that can really enlighten those areas for you.
Absolutely. What was the second thing, Jeannie?
The second thing, observation, was, as Adam and I know, we are members of the loyalty programs at hotels, and often that comes with small perks like a bottle of water. And we went to get some bottles of water, and they told us they were out. But you know what? Go over there, get yourself one. Tell them that you're part of our loyalty program.
It's on us.
Yeah, it's on us.
Quote, unquote, it's on us.
That's right. When I went over there and explained that to the person at the cash register, they got very kind of disturbed and agitated, and they were writing my name down. They were calling the front desk. And then one of them said, well, it's okay this time, but just so you know, they can't tell us what to do because that's not my manager. Talk about something that has nothing to do with my customer experience, who your manager is. That is part of a process that the customer should never see. It should not be transparent to the customer because I should just be treated the way I'm expected to be treated. And if somebody makes me a promise in this facility, which is representing a certain brand, then I should be able to rely on that. And it wasn't seamless, say the least.
And even if it wasn't going to be seamless, there's a way to have that conversation. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if you can't make it right, you don't talk about it like that. You don't say, well, not my job, not my department, not my manager.
It's a policy.
All these things we always talk about with customer service language, you don't say it that way. So it failed on sort of two levels. One was the experiential, the journey level. And then the second level was the human level, which is where the true emotion comes from, because it wouldn't have been that bad if she'd been nice about it.
That's right.
It would have been a little annoying.
Right.
But when it happened like that, and she
was
defensive,
that
takes a kind of experience and makes it actually a negative experience.
Right.
So, lessons to be learned. What's our takeaway, Jeannie?
I think our takeaway is never think you know everything until you really do start thinking about that lens of the customer. And the other is, training and language are so important around these things that maybe, you know, they are going to cause a little friction with customers. If you know about those points of friction, train your people, make sure they have the right language in order to handle those situations.
All right. Well, with that, we are out. Thank you so much. This has been a live, not live, episode of Crack the Customer Code, and we will see you on the next episode.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.